Five. Struggles four. Here we go. Three. Fantasy Park, hello!
Well, it is National Poetry Day today, isn't it?
It is National Poetry Day. Are you being poetic in the play there?
Would you like a little poem?
How did I know you were going to give me a little poem?
It's called Congestion? Question mark.
Better be good.
Okay, we're ready?
Like it.
Here we go. Bottleneck, life in a jam. What a sham. Grooving, not moving. Congestion, why?
That's lovely.
Not bad.
You're spending far too much time in the plane, dude.
Oh, stop.
I think the altitude's getting you.
Oh, what a magnificent view this is. 1,500 feet high over south of East London. The perfect Sunday morning in April. We've got clear blue skies, dazzling sunshine, and just the odd picture postcard, white fluffy cloud in the distance. Visibility from here, 20 miles. The 32,000 athletes below prepare to complete the best marathon in the world, passing those spectacular London landmarks. It's 26.2 miles of personal challenge, and right now sights are firmly set on the finish line in the mall, helping us keep split-second focus on the runner's progress of marathon race control, James Hardigan. Let me give you an idea of what the view is like from 2,000 feet, because I've just been checking the mass pack of runners, and it's like someone sprinkled a line of hundreds and thousands all over the road. It's just unbelievable. You can make out from up here the archways of the green and yellow balloons, which are the mile markers along the course. And right now, just coming up over Tower Bridge, in fact. Brilliant sunshine, floodlighting Tower Bridge and the Tower of London. Of course, it is the landmarks that make this the best marathon in the world. And it's, of course, at this point that now the limbs are beginning to ache. But if you're running at the moment, come on, keep on going. We know you can do it. We're with you every step of the way. It's the London Marathon 2000 from Heart 106.2.